you put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in and you shake it all about.
Hello, my many friends, and a big hurting good afternoon to you. This is Studio Usher Yu Jardin. Bring me my happiest girl in the whole USA. I call for my Madam Fabulina.
Right here.
And
right
where
here.
Is my little man with the strength of a million men?
Thank you, Yu Jardin Studio Usher. This is our latest contest. We will add as we go until we have a winner. We will add to the prize list, and we start out with a carton of Camels. That is the first prize. And here is the contest.
Enter the KAYO's Name the Bowling Ball Contest. KAYO is looking for the best name ever given a bowling ball. What names can you think of for a bowling ball? Think hard. Do it today.
God.
Name the bowling ball and win fabulous prizes from Robin and Maynard.
Which bowling ball are we naming?
We don't know how long this contest will take.
Well, and believe
know.
Me, we won't plug you with that man.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll take... we'll be taking one contestant a day.
Okay, now...
for 6 years.
We're going to have to find...
6 years.
Listen, though, we're going to have to put a picture of the bowling ball on the internet because there's so many different colors now. I have a red one, a green one, and a black one. That's the black rubber one with a big cobra
on it.
Yeah,
I know you do. What do you call it?
I call that Una Von Hammer.
Yeah, well, see, now there you go.
I have Una Von Snake Bite and Una Von Hammer. Yeah. I have a hammer and a cobra, and so... Then the green one we call the Lug. So, I mean, that's pretty base.
We'll tell you when you're the winner and what we have so far. We don't have much in the way of prizes. We'll add weekly to the prize list. We have a carton of Camels.
You know, we can't be giving away cigarettes as prizes. Causes cancer.
Come on, it's going to be a bowler that wins.
Not all bowlers smoke. Look at Slayton.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Well, Slayton smokes.
No, he doesn't. Mm.
Well, what do you call that when you go out and light up a Marlboro
well,
on the back porch?
Well, that's a couple of years ago. He would do that occasionally.
Well, that's fine. Then your carton of Camels will last you a little bit longer. You don't have to smoke them all in 1 week.
You're making a generalization about bowling. You don't have to. That they would find not.
You don't have to. You walk into
the
bowling.
Look at Groinman. He bowls. He doesn't smoke.
You walk into a bowling alley with a carton of Camels. You're going to be the most popular kid on the block.
Those in the know always get.
Get with Camel a real cigarette.
Those in the know go for Camel, a real cigarette.
Camel is a real cigarette.
Comfortably smooth, too.
The year is 1903. And the world's first transoceanic broadcast.
America calling London. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I have to pause for a commercial announcement, friends. Friends, how's the size of your wanker? Now you can make it as big as a pink musket with the Otis Motor Company. Now back to the transoceanic broadcast.
Don't you mean pause for announcements, too?
Yahoo!
Is your willy too small?
Is my willy too small?
Is your willy too small? As tiny as a pink musket. Turn it into a regular big band. Max Straw Boner Medicine.
The world's first transoceanic broadcast is being brought to you by a whole bunch of boner sponsors, right?
It's nice we can broadcast across the ocean for the first time so we can get in plenty of boner commercials.
Yes, yes, friends. Are you tired of having a wanker that is only the size of a London clock tower? Well, contact the Otis Boner Company. I'll get you one that'll stretch all the way across the Atlantic. Then we won't have to make these broadcasts anymore. You could use it as a land bridge.
Hickory Dickory Dock, look at the size of my...
This moment in broadcasting history has been brought to you by...
The Otis Motor Company. Friends, is your wanker only the size of a continental landmass? Give me a call and we'll do something about him right now.